and I'm a retired fisheries biologist from Fish and Game Department, and now I'm just enjoying nature.
And you're the right person to ask about these little caterpillars that we've been seeing all over Haines lately.
Yeah, I've been actually working with them and videoing them now for about 3 years. The ones that are here are called the spotted tussock moth. The woolly bear occurs outside of Alaska, and as far as I know, doesn't occur in Alaska. A couple of the real fascinating things is, of course, right now, they're in pretty close to their being an adult caterpillar, and they are searching for places to build their cocoons. And they typically go under rocks and sometimes windowsills and things. And the interesting thing is it takes them about 12 hours to build a cocoon. And they use silk that they can manufacture, and they also pull hairs out of them and intertwine those with the silk. And the interesting thing is that they never stop. In that whole 12-hour period, they're constantly working on building their cocoon. Another thing that's fascinating about them is that the adult moth emits a clicking sound, which interferes with bat sonar. And so supposedly bats have a hard time catching them.
You know, we're seeing these all over the place, and some people have even said that touching them is giving them a little bit of a rash. Is that something that bears out in your research?
Yeah, you've got to be a little careful. They're highly toxic, so nothing basically eats them.
Okay, wow. So that's why we might have so many, is they don't have a known predator?
Yeah, right.
I've heard anecdotally from longtime locals that these particular caterpillars have not been so numerous in past years, but this year we're having kind of a bumper crop, if you will, of these guys. Do you have any idea why that might be?
Not really. It might be favorable weather. Of course, overwintering, if it's a real nasty winter, it might lower them, and our winters have been pretty mild lately. And that might be part of the reason.
Thanks so much, Bob. I really appreciate your time.